On This Day with Gunners and Ally.
It's Monday the 6th of December. Let's check out what happened on this day.
You remember the film Mozart, don't you? Back in the 80s, won 8 Academy Awards.
Wow.
Anyway, the guy who played Mozart, Thomas Holst, was born on this day in 1968. You might not remember him, but you may remember his laugh. Yeah, that's from Mozart. Actually, it's called Amadeus, not Mozart.
Oh, Amadeus. Yeah, I've heard of that.
Right.
Yep.
My bad.
American comedian Stephen Wright turned 66 today. You might not recognise his name. You'll definitely recognise his monotone deadpan delivery.
Bueller.
Oh, is that that
yes.
guy? Right.
So good.
Peter Buck, the lead guitarist with US band REM, is 65.
UK animator Nick Park is 63. He created Wallace and Gromit.
Australian actress Ali Fowler. She was a vocalist with the Shansuzies. Today, she's 60.
Wow. What's going on? Former English cricketer Andrew Flintoff, or Freddie, he's 44 today.
And finally, Tim Cahill, the Australian soccer player, is 42.
It was on this day in 1768 that the Encyclopedia Britannica was published for the first time in Scotland. Now we just use Google.
Thomas Edison tested his talking machine phonograph on this day in 1877.
Sean Connery married Australian actress Diane Cilento in 1962. Unfortunately, they didn't last and it was a divorce in 1973.
Was that your best Sean Connery impersonation?
It was. Well, maybe not my best, but that's what you got.
The Australian Women's Weekly announced it would become a monthly publication on this day in 1982.
Australian's Women's Monthly?
No, they kept the name.
They did, I know. So weird. In 1988, Roy Orbison, the American singer and songwriter, passed away at the age of 52 of a heart attack.
Yeah, we also lost Dobie Gray on this day, but in 2011, at the age of 71, of course, Dobie Gray gave us the song Drift Away.
Yeah. Feel the people, feel free my soul, wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. And in 2007, a guy
needs
called,
a bit of work.
Doesn't it? Smashed a record 81 coconuts with one hand in 1 minute.
Oh, man, how sore would your hand be after
gosh.
That?
Oh, gosh. And you know what he won? A lifetime supply of coconuts.
No, he didn't.
I don't know. I'm making that bit up, but...
That's not a bad price. Anyway, just a few other things that happened on this day for Monday, the 6th of December.